Roselle against WestConnex, better known as Raw, has been working hard to halt WestConnex's expansion since April 2016. They first formed to oppose the destruction of Easton Park and were successful as there was a geographical fault. Now, more than a year later, Raw has been able to save up enough money from public donations to create the first ever newspaper called Bottleneck. I spoke with Peter Hare, Raw Covenor, who explained to me how Bottleneck came about, what should the readers expect, and the future for Bottleneck and what's next for Raw. Tell us about Bottleneck and how it came about and the process of getting it going.
Bottleneck was an initiative of Raw, which is Roselle Against WestConnex. We came into being about 18 months ago. It happened principally because there was a real paucity of information available in relation to WestConnex. Pretty secretive kind of process, and this is no accident, obviously. The New South Wales government engaged the Sydney Motorway Corporation, which is a private organisation, to build WestConnex. That's the main kind of rationale, to get some real information out there to members of the public, really.
And what content should the readers expect to find?
It's a pretty comprehensive document. It's a real indictment, actually, of WestConnex. It encompasses the broad gamut, from corruption allegations against the principal players to the tolls, obviously, to pollution is a major concern for a great many people. Those, I guess, are probably the principal sort of areas that are covered. We also talk about climate change, which is a real issue, and clearly that's kind of a major part of people's concern and opposition to WestConnex. And we also include a map which gives an idea of the footprint of pollution and the proposed path of the tunnels. We're critical of the exhibition process that's just been concluded in relation to the Stage 3 reference design. There's a great article from Clover Moore in relation to WestConnex and gives a fair bit of really interesting background to not only how it came about, why it's a disaster, why it needs to be stopped. She also advances an alternative prospect as well. There's articles that sort of talk about the damage to people's property and just how difficult it is to actually get recompense from the Sydney Motorway Corporation, who have basically denied all responsibility and just simply fob people off onto the contractors. There's some great articles about films that have been produced. A terrific page by Liz Farrelly, who's a great journalist, works for the Sydney Morning Herald from time to time. Some great stuff from Wendy Bacon, an investigative journalist. Wendy's been around for years. Terrific article from Carmen Lawrence, who's the Premier of Western Australia. And as you probably know, the Labor government there managed to turf out the Liberals. And one of the key items that actually contributed to the demise of the Libs was this a very similar proposition over there called Row 8, which was every bit as ridiculous as WestConnex is. A huge range of articles. Great cover story from Jeff Angel from the Total Environment Centre. That's a front page story. Some really nice cartoons from an American cartoonist called Andy Singer. So it's 20 pages packed full of some really hard-hitting info, really.
And where and how will it be distributed?
That's a tough one. I thought getting the thing produced was going to be the major hurdle, but obviously distribution is perhaps just as big. Now, the problem is it's a really valuable resource, and simply shoving it in people's letterboxes isn't the most effective way to disseminate this kind of information, because unfortunately a fair percentage of what ends up in people's letterboxes just goes straight into the recycling bin. So Raw, we're looking for help from ordinary people out there who are concerned about WestConnex to get in touch with us and offer to hand deliver Bottleneck to people in New South Wales. Now, you know, that can happen either through door knocking or taking a bundle down to the local sort of supermarket and engaging with people on the streets, also putting copies in libraries, restaurants, cafes, that sort of thing, so that doctor surgeries, you know. However we are able to effectively disseminate this thing is really what we want to do. The last thing we want to see is this great work end up in recycling bins.
And is there a second edition of Bottleneck in the works, or would this be the only edition?
Part of the problem is that there are probably about 120,000-odd residences in the inner west, and we've only been able to scrape together sufficient cash to be able to print 60,000. We'd love to do a second print run to ensure that we actually do manage to reach everybody that does reside in the inner west. But to do that, we obviously need to raise some more funds. So we have a website. It's RoselleAgainstWestConnects.org. And there's a tab on our website. You just simply hit the donate button. That puts you in touch with our bank account, and you can put, you know, a dollar or two or 10 or 100 or whatever you fancy. That approach will enable us to reproduce a second print run. I mean, if this is successful and we do manage to raise more than we need, we certainly will look to put out a second edition. We have way more material than we could cover in the 20-odd pages of the current first edition. So, yeah, it'd be great to get another one out.